American. She's working it right now.
You go, girl.
Chantel, what'd you think?
She definitely shook it like a salt shaker, I must say. You did very, very well. If nothing else, you can shake.
She was actually having a seizure.
Yeah, you know what? Both the girls went with what they were good with, and that's what this is all about. You got to go with what you know and what you're good with, and Ashley, you worked it, and that was awesome. Great job.
Wow.
I second everything the girls said. That was really good, and the crowd really got into that. It was really fun to watch, so really, really good job.
Now, I want to know, my question is, they went with very different things. Ashley went with the high energy. Skye, you went with the slower thing. Skye, what was your strategy?
Well, like I told you earlier, that's just kind of the music that speaks to me. You know what I mean? Whereas with Ashley, hip-hop speaks to her, and with me, I more lyrical stuff, you know?
There you go. There you go. Now, what's next, Eddie? Are we going to go to the judges and we just find out who gets it from this point? Because we've done the dance that they all learned together. We've done their interpretive thing. Now it's just up to the judges.
We can spin while they
tally up their scores. Before you start to spin, I want to let people know exactly what the girls are being judged on. There are a variety of things the judges were looking for. They were taking into account costume, physical fitness, music selection, creativity, execution, crowd reaction, stage presence, choreography. Now, I want to do something. Before the judges score on crowd reaction, to be fair, I think we need to start, you know, let's go one at a time. If you dug Skye's dance, let me hear from you.
Wow.
If you dug Ashley's dance, let me hear from you.
That's pretty 50-50. Even. That's pretty even.
It's pretty even. So the judges are going to have a hard job. They got to look at everything that was involved. Girls, are you close to having a decision right now or no? They do have a decision. No. You need a little bit more time? Wait. Marlena, what are you saying? Hang on.
I apologize. I didn't know we were coming to a consecutive decision. I didn't know we were working together.
Eddie, they're trying to figure out how exactly they're going to do this. What's your question, Kaylin?
Do you want us to judge like a winner for the choreographed dance and
total?
You want a total winner? Oh boy. Okay.
Is that tougher? Is it tougher?
Well, I just didn't know.
You got to do it. It doesn't matter. You got to do it that way. But is it tougher?
Well, yeah, an executive decision for everybody.
Yeah. It's overall. You can take Zeth out of it. He didn't do anything. Zeth actually made better radio off the air. I walk up to Zeth, off the air, and I go, "So, dude, what happened?" He goes,
"The truth."
And I go, "Yeah, the truth." He goes,
"I saw all those people and I freaked out."
You should have said that on the air.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It would have made apparently great radio.
Apparently you went to the B-Rob School of Broadcasting.
Pretty much.
I was on the phones, dude. What
I
do you want?
I trained him well.
Jeez.
That's right. That's your excuse.
Dumb and dumber.
I was on the phones. What do you want from me? It works for everything. I use it at home.
I look over at Rob, and you got to be out here to see him, you know? He's got the Boston on his throat. He's got the hat.
I look good, don't I, Mike? Don't be scared, buddy.
He needs a little propeller on his
cap. I know it. I looked at the hat. I'm like, what's going on with the hat? He's got his phone purse on.
That's for the ladies.
It's every parent's
nightmare.
That is
for the ladies.
Have you guys reached a decision? All right. Now, what I would like, I'm going to have Kaylin be the spokesperson. And Kaylin, I want you to kind of walk, before you give us who the winner is, walk through how you thought about it. Walk through each one.
All right, well, I know they've been working really, really hard, so we definitely took that into consideration. And we also took into consideration how they performed it and how much they really took it home and made it their own and performed it today. So it was really tough because both of you guys, honestly, had your own things that you were really, really good at. I love that Skye did something different in her performance, and Ashley went with what she was good with, which is great for both. And so are you ready for our winner? Okay, so drum roll, please. We chose, it was very close, by like 3 points, Skye.
Wow.
Whoa.
What went into the decision? Talk us through the decision.
Oh my God.
Well, I think what it really came down to was Skye's overall performance. The fact that she really, like, she took
it. She hammed it up.
She.
Hey, Skye, did you hear that one?
Well, everything, her facial expressions, her individual routine was awesome. I mean, she just nailed it with that. She really did. But it was really close.
Listen,
I mean, by like 3 points.
You guys, we give her a hard time, but you got to ham it to her. She really, I mean, you got to,
hey, ham on a second. You guys are being way too tough on her.
She did a great job. Everybody.
Give her a big ham.
Let's hear it for Sky. And let's hear it for Ashley. Worked her butt off. And let's hear it for these girls that came out here from the Charger girls and worked hard to teach them their thing. And also, I want to thank DJ Emphatic and DJ Tanner for coming out here and spinning for you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for our promotion department. And thank you for all of you guys coming out here and doing what you did. And thank you to engineering. Here's what we're going to do. First of all, we need the legal ID. So we got to hit the legal ID first and foremost. We're going to spin it out here, spin some more from DJ Emphatic, DJ Tanner. We're going to go back inside, get all set up again. And by the way, we got P1. Gary, Eddie, how you feeling? We are 12 hours and 6 minutes in. How do you feel?
I'm okay. I'm a little beat down, but you know what? We got to do it. This is for the kids.
I'm doing pretty good, too. My wife and my son came, and I borrowed one of Jake's diapers. I'm feeling great. I'm actually feeling really good. Rob, Rob just said lucky.
Lucky? Can I borrow one?
Sean, how are you feeling?
I feel like crap.
Are you really?
I feel terrible.
Are you tired?
I'm really tired.
I've had a half a sandwich today. I'm, like, starving.
Yeah, we're all pretty hungry. So let's go ahead and spin music if we can. We're going to get inside. It's KIOZ San Diego. We'll hit our specialized ID here in just a second.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ San Diego.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind. Situation is serious. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Tell him, Rick.
It's all so beautiful. Relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so
like what you do, don't faze me, meanwhile I'm sitting at home, all alone, trying to keep myself from going crazy, when I'm in the house, when I think about, when I see you out, when I hear about you, I want my baby back, close up. I thought it would be easy, but it's hard for me to let you go,
baby don't, baby don't, baby don't. Now I'm better than your ex, gonna be better than your next. Baby screwed up, so you better be from Texas. Can't seem to doubt that I creamed it out. Now you dream about how I turn Neiman out. Nothing to scream about, just back your Beamer out. Pack it up in the trunk, go back to Kima house. Cause I can play cool, but I can't play fool. It's options and break up, you ever play pool? Better do you, cause I damn sure it does me. And what your buzz be, it's only because me. The wifey, husby, never was me. I does me, trust me. I don't want another you, so I'ma slide. But I got another the boo on the side,
I'm trying
baby.
To play cool, acting like what you do. Don't faze me, don't faze me. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at home, all alone, trying to keep myself from going crazy. When I'm in the house, when I think about, when I see you out, when I hear about, I want my baby back. Man, I thought it would be easy, but it's hard for me to let you go.
Baby, don't. Baby, don't. Baby, don't. Through the time I've been alone, time I spent on phones. No, you ain't letting them climb up in my throne now. Baby, that line with the Patron had me talking crazy. It's time to come on home now. I talk with someone above. It's okay to lose your pride over someone you love. Don't lose someone you love, though, over your pride. Stick with your entree and get over your size. We break up to make up at Jacob's, baby. My parents fought too. I'm the makeup, baby. Wake up, baby. Love how you open, though. I mean, you seen Tom Cruise on the Oprah show. So I just can't bet on the next hand. It's too much in this pot just to give to the next man.
I'm trying to play cool, acting like what you do. Don't faze me, don't faze me. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at home, all alone, trying to keep myself from going crazy. When I'm in the house, when I think about, when I see you out, when I hear about, I want my baby back. Man, I thought it would be easy, but it's hard for me to let you go.
Tell me it's all out. Lives on the road.
We were spinning it outside. Pretty nice. Yes. We are back in the studio, and what I want to do is we just need, all I need is enough time to be able to go into the bathroom, take a bathroom break, splash some water on my face. I'm actually feeling pretty good. How you feeling, Sean?
I'm real tired from the cooking competition that we had earlier and having a little bit of trouble recovering from that.
I feel like I'm catching a little bit of a second wind.
Awesome.
What I want to do is I want to play stuff that we do on the Mikey Show to give us an opportunity to go in. I'm going to change my shirt. People are going to the bathroom. We're kind of organizing.
I can help you with that shirt change, by the way.
No, that's fine,
no,
Sean.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
I'm
Sean,
offering.
I don't need
I'm
any help with a shirt
a
change.
Helping hand.
It's all good. And so let's play you a little bit of what the Mikey Show does.
Take a listen to this email. It says, "Hey, Mikey, how's it going? Can you please explain something to me? My husband is out of control. He's so competitive that we got kicked out of our friends' board game nights."
Board game.
It says here, "We play board games every week with a group of friends, but because of my husband's behavior, we've been asked not to come back." He gets into arguments every week, and last week was the final straw. He almost got into a fist fight with another player over a controversial word in Scattergories. Give me a break. It says, "I yell at him every time, but he won't change. Can you tell me what to do? I'm at my wit's ends." It's signed P1 Liz in San Carlos. "Way too complicated for us, but thank goodness somebody was waiting in the green room.
Today on Dr. Phil."
Oh, thank you.
"I want you to get excited about your life. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
You have a condom. You have a condom. Thank you. You have a condom.
That's right. Thank you so much. Condom for you, young man."
Oh. Whoa! Yeah.
Oh.
Get it right now.
Wait.
What'd you say?
What did he say?
What did he say?
Use it right now!
What the heck are you talking about? What?
Why is he laughing?
That's weird. Don't know.
Wow. That is awesome.
I love it. Safe sex week. I'm passing that condom. What the hell did that email say?
Talked about her husband, competitive in board games, apparently, got kicked out of board game night.
Right. Now, let me respond to that.
P1 Liz.
Okay. Well, first of all, Mr. Sky,
shut up.
You don't have to resort to writing under the name Liz from St. Carlos, okay? It's not like we can't put two and two together.
Is there anything about alliances in there?
Right, exactly. Yeah, what are we playing, poker?
We don't have alliances.
No, I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you don't. Sure, we have.
It's not my bad if you guys don't think that cutlery can be a weapon.
No,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Just because you guys don't get it.
We do.
Here we go.
2 years now.
Cutlery can be used as a weapon.
Anyway, Mr. Sky, your husband is actually Sky, and we get that.
Yeah.
I think we got that the second you said that he.
Shut up.
Is so competitive that he would get into a fight over a board game.
Well, Dr. Phil, we haven't played since.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Cutlery's a weapon. That's all we got to say.
Right.
Right? It's got to the point where you're telling people, or people are telling you that you can't come back now, Sky. I mean, isn't that embarrassing for y'all?
No, no one's ever told me that. My husband didn't write that email.
If you ask me, it's not so much how competitive she is. It's how she's always so wrong, but keeps on arguing about
it. Dr. Phil.
Cutlery being a weapon.
I'm so glad you're here.
And it's a board game, all right?
Close the mouth, open your ears, okay? I'm giving you good advice.
This has nothing to do with me, and Dr. Phil never gives good
Please.
Advice.
Please.
Just did.
Oh, no.
Just now. You're always wrong, and you continue to argue.
Well, yeah, and it's not like here on the show, but with all the comforts of home.
Yeah, it's true.
It's so true.
And if we're talking her house by comforts, I mean number twos with the door open and going peeps without flushing.
No, no.
That's just gross.
That
please.
That is neither here nor there, Dr. Phil.
You want my advice? Two words, divorce lawyer. All right. There's the advice. I mean, give me a break with that one. It's like my old uncle Mark Foley used to say.
Dr. Phil, you did not have an uncle named Mark Foley.
Yes, I did. It was my uncle Mark Foley.
No, I don't believe that.
And he'd say to me, he'd sit me down and say, he'd sit me on his lap. Uh-huh. And he would say, Dr. Phil, come on over here and let's play hot dog vendor. And I'd always.
What?
Play what?
Okay.
I'd always be the hot dog, and that got old real quick.
Oh, that's bad.
But. Back to your game playing homo of a boyfriend. The next time he starts getting hot at a game of Taboo, secretly sneak the top hat from the Monopoly game into his cereal.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because, Eddie, when he starts choking on it,
hey!
Make him promise right before he passes out that he will stop acting like a steroid freak at board game night, all right? And then when he agrees, then you can give him the Heimlich.
Okay.
Or not.
No.
It's your call. It's your call.
No.
I'm a doctor.
Well, I know, but.
I'm Dr. Phil.
Tell
people to do that. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Do that, everybody.
No,
I'm just saying I condone that behavior.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
We don't condone that.
If you're listening in your cars, put the top hat in the cereal.
The opinions expressed by Dr. Phil
and then
his alone.
When he chokes, give him the Heimlich.
The views of the Mikey Show.
Or not.
Or Rock 105.3, Clear Channel Inc.
This was.
Thank you, Eddie.
This reminds me.
San Antonio, Texas.
All right. This. Enough. Please. This reminds me of a story.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does.
No.
Eddie.
No,
why are you saying it like, oh, really?
Because it always reminds you of a story.
I do. It's the first time I've ever done that.
It always reminds you of a story. Tell us about it.
You didn't know a lot of stories, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, this an Indian chief this time?
No.
Or
no.
This time it's
no. No.
An elderly widow.
Minority group of
no,
some kind.
No. No. No.
Okay, sorry.
Firearms.
Go ahead.
This time it actually really does remind me of a story.
Well, then I apologize.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead. Continue.
Eddie, it was back when I lived in West Texas, and I would go watch those big-time high school football games, which, by the way, reminds me of a great new show on NBC 739 called Friday Night Lights, Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
Okay, why? You don't need to.
Hold on.
You're not
doing commercials.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Anyway.
Stop it. You're doing a spot.
No, I'm not, Eddie. Just want to remind you, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m.,
no.
NBC 739. Friday Night Lights. Anyway, I was... Oh, that is that sounds like the music from the television show. I had no idea that that was going to pop up there.
Right, of course you did.
Anywho...
Oh, come on.
About this show starring Kyle Chandler.
No.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was in the locker room when the head coach made a speech to his team that I can still remember to this day. He told those boys, and I quote, he said to them, "Boys, they say the heart of rock and roll is still beating." And from what I've seen, I believe them. Now that old boy... Maybe barely beaten, but the heart of rock and roll. He said the heart of rock and roll still beating.
Yeah.
In Cleveland.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I got to tell.
You're brutal.
No, I'm not.
You are brutal.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Back to you. More of it.
All right.
No.
Wait.
You're almost done.
Yes. I just wanted to tell this woman that her first problem is that she married a board game playing homo.
Right.
I mean, board games? Are you kidding me? Tell your husband, Congressman Foley.
He's not. That's your uncle. Yeah. Remember? Yeah,
to quit the homoerotic boggle and try a NASCAR racer, too, all right?
Oh, God.
My mother, who always seems to have the best advice, shared this nugget with me while I was growing up. She would say to me, Dr. Phil, if you ever play those board games like a junk tucking daisy sniffer.
I don't believe your mom said that.
Yeah, she did.
I don't.
And then she said to me, if you do that, I'll cut your Jacobs off with a rusty cat food can lid.
What are you talking about?
What mama said.
Is anybody... What are the odds percentage wise people still listening?
Zero.
Zero.
I was gonna say less than zero. Oh, we're back on. And I was giving directions on how to get me organized.
And we're back.
Welcome back. You're listening to the 28-hour show. We are 12 hours and 24 minutes into this puppy. And Jay has actually been filming the whole thing.
He's nuts.
I don't know how he's done it.
He's an animal. I love it.
Have you had to switch tapes a whole bunch of times, Jay? Oh, man, I bet.
He's the best.
Ouch. Okay. Woo! Sky, how do you feel? Sky, how do you feel after your victory?
I feel great. I'm really mad at myself, and I'm not going to be able to let it go that I had to start over multiple times. But I definitely agree with the judges that it was extremely close,
Eddie,
and it probably should have been a tie.
Can you imagine how bad we would have gotten it if she had lost and she would have said, well, if I didn't have to start because of you guys
making your jokes. Well, no, we said going into this, no excuses, but yeah, that sucked.
Wow.
We had to do our job.
No, I'm not faulting you guys. I just didn't think that I was going to actually be able to hear you. But I could hear you guys clearer than I could hear the music. So I started laughing at what you guys were saying, and I lost all concentration.
Thank you guys for
doing it at a whisper so I could get through that.
You won. You did very good.
Thank you.
You're a gosh darn good dancer, kid.
Real good.
All right, Sean.
I'm just saying. Yeah, real it's creepy when you say it. Sweet taste.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Sean, test your sound effects.
Oh, let's take a test. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, Sean's starting to do the thing.
Is there a problem?
Get weird.
Here
we go.
Sean, what?
Come on, Shawnee.
Every year when we do the 28-hour show.
My favorite part.
Sean starts to lose his mind a little bit.
I do not lose my mind.
Yeah, lose your mind. Leggings. Lose your mind.
You're losing your mind.
We have a long time before he should start to lose his mind.
Right? Last year it was like at 4 a.m.
Was it really?
Yeah. Like this is way early.
It really is.
Sean to me.
All right. I want to remind people that at 10 o'clock tonight we are going to.
You on birth control or are you sticking with content?
Right, thank you. Just wanted to remind people. Thank you, Sean.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. That's enough.
Remind Sean. People.
Garbage.
That at 10 o'clock tonight, we're going to be watching movies.
Why does that make you sad?
Yes. Yeah. That's so awesome.
We're going to start watching movies. The first movie is Top Gun.
Second bite!
The second movie is Footloose.
You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsimus.
Sean's out of his head.
Hey, dude. Hey, bro.
Try to punch.
Listen,
Sean.
I know you got half a sunburn, but.
Sean.
Nailed it.
Have you seen his face? He's got half a sunburn.
He's like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters.
You're like Two-Face from Batman.
What's up with you, bro?
What happened?
No, what's up with you?
Did you get tased, bro?
No.
Why do you have half a sunburn?
Don't tase me, bro.
I don't know because the sun was on one side of the earth.
When?
Earlier today.
The sun was on one side of the earth?
Well, you might notice that at any one point during the day,
the sun is in a specific location. It's in the top.
I mean, we were all out there. None of us got half.
Yeah, you
well,
do.
Oh, excuse me, but what? You what? Had someone holding an umbrella for you the whole time.
Well, I was sweating, bro.
Profusely, I yeah. know.
That could be anytime.
It was disgusting.
You're disgusting.
There were puddles at your feet.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You're the worst.
You're the sweatiest.
Well, that's true.
True.
I mean, it's not even 6 o'clock in the morning, you guys.
I know.
Jeez.
We're crying out loud.
Is it really going to
oh,
be like this?
The food. There's the food.
Blank my blank and blank.
So bad.
Yeah, sure.
That's right, man.
Oh, you're getting wait. A text?
I think I'm getting a text oh. from Pedro the Cricket.
Whoa.
What's his story?
It says, I want what he's on.
No.
Me too.
Pedro. Uh-oh.
More?
He's texting again. He said, it's the panda bear talking.
Uh-oh.
No, he didn't.
Don't tase me, bro.
He's completely shaved in his private area.
Thank you, Sean.
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 I have a legitimate question.
Go ahead.
Sean, do you get aroused when you go into Panda Express?
Oh, really?
Oh, no. He threw his headphones.
You don't have to throw your headphones.
Sean, come back.
No, come
Sean,
on, guy.
Calm down. He said,
here he goes.
He said, oh, really? Threw his headphones.
Why does he get to leave?
That was a legitimate question.
Walked out of
thank
the
you.
Yeah.
Let's talk to the two young ladies that have come in to do some massage.
What?
That's right. We got a couple ladies that are massage.
Oh, I'm so happy.
They are massage therapist students.
Best day.
I know.
Hello
Sky,
there.
I said to them, this is like a little gift from God when they called and said that they would come in. You weren't in the room, but I said, when they called, I was in the middle of 20 minutes of like trying to work kinks out of my neck.
Loosen up your neck, yeah.
And so it's pretty awesome that you guys are here. Names, please. And?
Taffy.
Cassie and Taffy, where do you guys go to school?
At UEI, right up the street.
What does it stand for?
United Education Institute.
And they teach you massage therapy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. They have a lot of stuff. They have like a dental program mm-hmm. and a medical assistant. What else? Dental assistant as well.
Oh.
Okay.
Cool.
How old are you guys?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 next month.
How old are you?
20.
All right. And how long you guys been learning this stuff?
I've been in about 6 months.
And how about you, Taffy?
Monday will be my third month, I believe, or Tuesday.
How long does it take you guys to get to the point where you're certified?
9 months.
9 months?
Yes.
Okay. So how much longer do you have, Taffy?
I have, let's see, was it 6 more months?
And how about you?
I've got about 3.
What is the deal? Were you guys one of these people where everybody said to you, you guys give great massages, you should go to school and, you know, learn how to do it professionally. Is that the deal? Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So you're willing to do, like, massages on us while we sit in our chairs. Is that right?
Whatever, yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'm telling you, we need it. We've been doing this for a long time. Now, whoever wants to start, go ahead. Sky, I know you're going to want one, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I want one. I need one really bad on my back and my shoulders. So go ahead and just come over and start, ladies. Sky calls herself a massage whore.
Oh, that's so true.
And so come around. Come on. Yeah.
Shout
you can
out.
Say whatever you want.
Well, we just wanted to say hello to our other students, EJ, Adam, and Tiffany, and Scotty. We know you guys are listening. Mwah! We love you.
Very nice. Very nice. Sky has a Brittany update.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Brittany and K-Fed had a custody hearing, and we saw...
Wait, Eddie.
Food's outside.
Okay, go ahead, Sky.
So they had... This is so distracting with the massage.
But that
it feels
so
good.
Great.
No, go ahead. Don't please don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop.
12 hours and 32 minutes into this. This feels great.
So Brittany and K-Fed had a custody hearing today. Of course, we know that K-Fed was given full custody earlier this week. Well, K-Fed showed up, but Brittany didn't. Now, Brittany wasn't required to show up, but it's always encouraged. You know, it shows the judge that she really cares and it's important to her. She didn't show up. She was photographed by the paparazzi hanging out at a Shell gas station in the San Fernando Valley this afternoon.
Just filling up?
It doesn't say exactly like every...
Walking in barefoot.
Yeah, they just say she was hanging out, so whatever.
She's not well right now.
That's okay.
So basically what the judge did is said that KFED still gets full custody. Brittany will get supervised visitation.
She's a human!
And they are both encouraged to be present at the next hearing, which will be October 26th.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
When? When should we leave her alone?
You said right now.
Leave Britney alone!
Okay, fine. You have to shout it.
Yeah.
Say it, don't spray it.
So KFED gets full custody pretty much till the end of the month. So Britney's downward spiral continues.
I'd be interested to see if that deal about her not showing up, what it really did mean. Like, I wonder if her attorneys were saying to her, don't worry, you don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't.
Maybe.
I mean, at this.
Well, it says
here.
Do you
think that it could possibly be in her to her benefit to not be there?
Well, TMZ says sources say Britney's lawyer asked Britney to show, but she wouldn't.
Are you kidding me?
That's what TMZ says. Brittany spent some of her afternoon at a Shell gas station in the San Fernando Valley.
She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She does not care.
She just wants to get...
Why do you suppose, Sky, Britney Spears would not show up to that hearing?
My personal take on it is I think she would believe the judge would order her to a drug test immediately.
Really?
And she would pass.
Tough love it is. Tough love.
And that's just my guess. I don't know, anything when it comes to these kinds of situations. But that's my guess.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, because once she's there, in the courthouse.
It just seems so crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, man, am I glad that the massage therapy students came in.
They're great.
My goodness.
What kind of massage are they doing?
What kind of massage is this?
Probably Swedish. Is that what this is called?
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
Swedes know how to do it, huh, dude?
Well, they not yeah. massage. Sean,
they hook so, it.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
I apologize if I'm sweaty.
Ever seen their videos, bro?
No, thank you, Sean.
No, they're choice.
That's pretty good. That's
what
Sean.
What is Sean talking about?
I don't know. I'll
Sean
be honest with you.
Sean is flipping out right now.
That's not true.
I would like to suggest something. May I suggest something?
We go home.
No. I would like to suggest that we kind of work in shifts here.
Okay.
And, that we kind of take turns here, kind of... taking the reins, and then somebody get something to eat, because we kind of have to.
Yeah.
We haven't eaten for a long time.
Right.
And so, and by the way, massage therapists, once you guys are done with the massage therapying, you guys can get something to eat if you'd like to. We got some great food here.
Yeah, what's the food all about? It looks awesome.
Gary brought it. Gary is a P1, and he is involved in competitive competitions with grilling.
Awesome!
And barbecuing.
But is it, like, for sale anywhere, or no? He just does it for competitions.
He does it for competitions, and he did it for us out of the kindness of his heart, which is pretty awesome.
We have the best P1 ever.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah. Let's get him in here.
Sean, can you open the door real quick? This is amazing.
Pretty
good
stuff.
What are you eating, Eddie?
I got the... God, my head is like, I'm lost my mind.
I know, you got the low blood sugar.
Dude, I hadn't eaten anything, so I'm like really jacked up right now. I think I have like the chopped brisket sandwich.
Oh, it looks so good.
Which is delicious.
Gary.
And then beans.
What up?
How are you, man? It's so good to see you.
Good, how you guys doing?
Good. Eddie says that the food is incredible. I'm going to eat too, but what we're going to do here is we're going to kind of go in shifts.
Okay.
So that Eddie can kind of get something to eat. And in a little bit, I'll get something to eat, and then we'll kind of just kind of work in shifts like that so that we can all eat. But what did you bring in?
We brought in chicken, Megan's chicken.
Megan, are you pretty good at the chicken?
That's what I do on the team. I just do the chicken. So
that's cool.
I guess that's my specialty.
That's cool. And she also brought in coleslaw. We brought in baked beans, chopped brisket, pulled pork, and sliced brisket.
That's incredible, man.
And then I was doing ribs. I got extra special big ones, but... They weren't working with me today, and I had to leave them because they weren't done.
That's too bad. Well, don't worry about it, man. All the stuff you brought in is plenty, and I really appreciate it. Chill out.
Holy moly, it's good.
Is it pretty good stuff?
Dude, I was starving. It's so good.
What I'm going to have to do, though, is I'm going to have to move you out of the seat because I'm going to need Sean. I'm going to play some audio of some stuff here. But you can hang out, dude. Definitely hang out.
Isaiah Thomas was found guilty of sexual harassment. This case was going on over the last few months, and they ruled on it yesterday, right, Sky?
Yeah, and Eddie can help out with this one, too, because it's kind of more sports. But, yeah, I believe the verdict came in yesterday, Eddie. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he was found guilty. Madison Square Garden has to pay the
Woman.
$11.6 million.
Wow.
This is Isaiah Thomas speaking in a press conference. Cut 16.
I am innocent. I'm very innocent. And I did not do the things that she accused me in this courtroom of doing. I'm extremely disappointed that the jury could not see the facts in this case. I will appeal this. And I remain confident in the man that I am, and what I stand for, and the family that I have. Thank you.
Hmm.
Well,
I mean, he's coming out. He's saying it was, you know, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could appeal a sexual harassment thing like that. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Oh. You can appeal it? I guess you can. What are we missing on TV tonight, Sky?
Oh, yeah.
What was it? What is it? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Is anything good Wednesdays? Wednesday.
Kid Nation.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Kid Nation.
We were going to have the host of Kid Nation on today, but we actually had so much stuff going on, we bumped him.
Oh, yeah?
We had to tell him, sorry, dude, we can't put you on the air. We're doing too much stuff. I just want to say that my wife is going to want to hire you.
Okay.
Tell me your name again.
Cassie.
Cassie, my wife is going to want to hire my wife's favorite thing is massage. I'm usually not that into it. It doesn't mean anything to me one way or the other, except tonight. Mm. Except tonight. This is, like, really helping. I feel like I'm getting a second one.
So therapeutic. Mm.
Yeah, when you do it, don't you, like, release stuff or endorphins or something? Or?
Well, it releases. It helps your body break down the toxins.
Right.
And it gets all the nasty out of your muscles and helps your body process it. And so.
What about like a full release? What is that?
Okay, Sean. Hey, Sean. He's our sound effects guy.
Is that a massage term?
And,
that is a massage term, right?
Well, Sean says things that are a little bit strange.
Sean.
And he says it's a term.
No, we understand.
Hey, man.
And so.
It's definitely a term.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man.
Let's take some phone calls, 570-1053. We really haven't gone to the phones.
Not in a while.
In 12 hours. I mean, we really haven't done it that much. I mean, right. Other than to,
Seth? Actually, he's this guy right out here in the back. Sorry.
What's going on?
My friend Joseph, who's going to come in, and give us a little citizenship test is here. So
very nice.
Seth's going to go get him.
That is so great.
Doesn't this just feel awesome?
It's the greatest thing ever.
Like, every instinct in me wants to close my eyes because this feels so good, but I know closing my eyes is the last thing I should do right now. You
it's
know?
So great.
You girls are the best.
We get massages every day.
Oh, you lucky girls.
Do you guys have to have, like, big, strong hands?
No.
No? Like Ashley. A small chick can do it?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Small it's chick with little hands like me?
Dude, Ashley gives some of, like, the strongest, deepest massages I've ever had.
Yeah, but she's really... you know, mean. She's very right. pain. She gives very painful, and she calls me
hate sages.
Yeah, she gives me a hate sage, and she calls me a little girl when she gives me a massage. She calls
they're
me
awesome.
I mean, I
she
can does? Do it soft for you, Mikey.
And that's, she come does on. That. She does. She goes, hey, you know, if you need me to be soft.
I mean, I do it like lighter for Sky because she's got sensitive shoulders,
right.
dainty
and
shoulders,
skin, and also
know,
skin.
So. Yep, but like with sun. Eddie, like you know, my man like Eddie, are. Like I just, you know, I can do it normal.
The worst really digs in.
The worst is when she calls me the little guy.
You know,
she goes,
oh, wow.
Hey, little guy, you want me to go easy, little guy?
You know, little buddy, if you want me to do it light, I can do it light too.
Little buddy is the worst.
That is the worst.
Little buddy is the worst. All right, P1 Cody, are you there?
Yeah, Mikey, hey, I want to hear Sean screening some phone calls.
Oh, not right now.
Oh,
I'd love
on.
To.
No,
come
Sean.
On.
Sean,
I would love to.
No, don't worry about it, Sean. I think we're good.
No. I'll go help him.
No, nope, nope, we're
I got
fine.
It.
No,
I got it.
Hey, keep him out of that booth.
I got him.
Thank you. Maybe at what they call safe harbor.
Yeah, that's probably a better
We'll let
idea.
You do that.
Sean!
Around 3 o'clock in the morning, yes?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can. Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm going to turn around. I'm going to turn around and sit backwards.
You're crooked, dude.
I am crooked.
Kind of crooked. Just a little bit.
Hang on, hang on.
Oh, you're talking from the waist up.
All right, Sean. What's that? Ridiculous.
Sean is out of
control. I am not out of control. I'm starting to get in control.
Yeah. I don't think
this is not in control.
I'm going to go screen some calls.
No, Sean, stay there, Sean.
You
got
to sit down.
You're fine. You're fine. P1 Ken.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Ken?
How much, guys? Hey, I had a great idea. I was listening, and Eddie said that he couldn't even think because he was hungry. I have a treat that I wanted to make for you guys. It's this, it's an acai bowl.
An acai bowl?
It's called acai. It's spelled A-C-A-I, but you pronounce it acai. It's from the
People
Amazon.
Son a stupid dose.
Wait a minute. Is that what it is?
Really?
Sky's trying to pronounce it right now. Sky.
People son a stupid dose.
Wait a minute. Sky's saying it, but I don't know that I've ever heard that, Sky.
No como.
Okay.
Stop.
What is it? What is it, dude?
It's this fruit from the Amazon. They serve it in PB. It's
I know what that. I know exactly what it is. It's A C A I. It's got a little mark on the I.
Yeah, exactly.
And they also serve it at some like smoothie places.
Exactly. Yeah, it's supposed to like make your thinking clear and make you feel enlightened, more just clear, I guess.
It's like a wonder. It's like a wonder berry from the Amazon that was undiscovered. For years.
It's like the healthiest thing on earth. It's supposed to have the most antioxidants than anything out there.
Yeah, and how did you get a hold of it?
I got it in PB, and then I bought the stuff down there and just started making it as part of this parfait with, like, grape nuts and then bananas, honey on top with various, like, oats, hemp seeds, stuff like that.
And so what are you wanting to bring in?
Just the parfait, that the exact dish.
Well, how would you have it and keep it like cold all the way down here? That's
exactly. I don't know. I was just thinking that when I was on hold, I would either put it in a cooler or just make it out there.
Hmm.
It's all frozen stuff. You just throw it in a blender and then whip it up and then dump it in.
Right. Executive producer Eddie says no, we can't do it because we have too many.
We have so much stuff, bro. I appreciate the offer, but we've got so much stuff.
We have so much stuff, bro. I'd like to be able to let you, but we have so much.
All right. Well, if anything, if you're feeling tired around midnight and I'm still listening, I'll give you guys a call back.
Thank you. Very nice, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Please stop calling me.
P1 Pussycat's on the line. Are you there, P1 Pussycat?
Good evening, folks. How are you guys hanging in there?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm like laughing my butt off, I swear.
What's going on?
Well, I just have one request. I mean, not to burden you all too much, but I believe that Dr. Phil has had his share on the airline. I'd like to see more of Mikey setting up his white man slave Ramsey into shape. That's what I'd like to hear more.
I would definitely let you talk to my white man servant, except for the fact that he's doing what all white man servants do. He's sitting over there eating his barbecue. How are you, Ramsey?
Oh,
Ramsey, how are you doing this
evening? Having the Chardonnays. It's delicious. Please.
I'm looking over there at Ramsey right now, my white man servant, and he's drinking Chardonnay and eating fruit and cheese.
What
is that?
I love the Gorgonzolas.
is that a brand new Izod?
It's a polos.
Oh, it's a polo. I thought it was a little alligator. It turns out it's a little horse. A little man on a horse.
It's crickets.
It's cricket, you said? It's not cricket. It's polo.
Polos?
You ridiculous moron.
I love Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren. Ramsey's my white man servant. Ramsey's my white man servant.
Oh, my God.
Servant.
Give me a break.
Ramsey's my white man servant.
Oh, Miss Sky, please.
Sing it, Sky, too. Ramsey's my white man servant.
Shut up. No one has a man servant.
What's that, Maz?
You're Eddie,
the
producer of the Mikey Show.
Now you've gone and hurt his feelings.
Your name is Eddie.
Just because makes me so sad.
Just because he's white doesn't mean he isn't a human being.
That's right.
I exist.
I mean, I know that it's hard to realize he's in the room because all white men look alike.
Oh, no.
True.
They do.
What? It's Eddie doing a voice.
They all just sit there eating their hamburgers.
What?
That's a stereotype.
That's right.
Miss Scott.
And they're eating a hamburger and fries. Can I interest you in some hamburger and fries, white man?
Are you kidding me right now?
Can I get you a Dove bar?
It's so weird.
That would be lovely.
Dove bar.
A Dove bar. Yeah.
Maybe mix you up an Arnold Palmer.
That's half lemonades, half iced teas.
Whoa.
Are you done?
Arms?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes, arms would be
Oh,
wonderful.
His arms are super soft. They have like no hair on
her
them.
Arms. So. Her arms.
Her arms. I'm talking about you, Mikey.
You're talking about...
Your cute little arms. They're super soft. You have like no hair that grows
Sky,
on
you
them.
Ridiculous. What
talking
are you?
About you, Mike. What is your arms.
What is she, an engineer in there? A nice little choo-choo hat she's got on. What are you, the conductor?
They're just
come
so
on,
smooth.
Jump on the caboose, lady.
Do you shave them?
What do you got going on?
What's going on?
Let's take a couple more phone calls.
Okay, great.
The real P1 Jason's on the line. Okay. What's going on, Jason? How about
I
my arms?
I have a legitimate question for Sean.
Okay, legitimate question for Sean. What is
Uh-oh.
It?
Let's say he's got his panda suit on and...
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I just read what he was going to say.
Oh, no. Not appropriate.
We got to take that call later in the night.
Uh-oh.
We can't put,
you.
We can't put that call on yet,
but
Boston
saying,
Rob.
All right.
Yeah, we better wait. We better wait.
Thank you.
We better play it safe on that one.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Good question, though.
Shut up.
P1 Goose. Is on the line. You
Goose.
There, Goose? Goose, are you there? What happened to Goose?
I don't know. He's probably got bad cell and doesn't have cricket.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
That's exactly what happened.
Mistake number...
Whatever, dude.
That's actually mistake number six.
Six,
dude.
Okay.
Six?
I'm a human being again. I can
oh,
help
you're
out.
Oh, back?
I'm back.
Blood sugar's
good?
Up?
Dude, I was about to die.
I could see it on your face.
I was about to die.
You were about to crash, man.
All right, Eddie?
Yo.
How about I give you this list?
Yeah.
And you look over some
hey,
of the
stuff.
Hey,
you want to get some food?
Yeah, I want to get some food. But I want to, let me start you off here because I think you might like this one.
Okay.
Michael Bay is set to direct a remake of Friday the 13th.
Discuss.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. I don't know.
Here. Michael Gay is more like it.
Yeah, get that list. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Let me get over here. Okay, we're going to pause for just a second, okay? We're going to pause for just a second. I'm going to get some food. And is there anybody else that maybe wants a massage? Anybody? Okay. Just chill out. Massage therapist, chill out. And we will begin again after this.
Break. Okay. Michael
so,
Bay.
Am I talking?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
And go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some food.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're scaring me. You're like, take a pause. I'm like.
Oh, no. I meant the massage.
Oh.
He was just
happening?
Speaking directly to his masseuse.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Through the microphone. But yeah, so Michael Bay redoing Friday the 13th. They say
horrendous.
The Jason character will return. It sounds like they're remaking the original, like the very first one on Crystal Lake.
Have you ever seen a Michael Bay movie?
Which ones does he do?
He did. Well, Transformers was good.
Oh, that's
but
that's
he nice. Did Pearl Harbor
right.
And Independence Day. Rob, what other Michael Bay movies?
Oh, man. Hold on.
Not like, really like horror, though?
No.
So this
that's,
is out of
that's
his
awful.
Paradigm?
Isn't he like
total
known?
Out of his paradigm.
Isn't
I gotcha.
Isn't he known for like big special effects?
Yeah.
But like not good plot lines?
No.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So.
Oh, like Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
Armageddon.
Armageddon. That's what I was thinking
of.
Silly.
Yeah.
Now, this is something that's kind of interesting that I saw on, like, The Insider a couple days ago was this Eva Longoria sex tape.
What?
Yeah,
there was supposed
the
to be,
thing?
Like, this a sex tape with Eva Longoria, and I saw her. She was screwing around with a dude that wasn't Tony Parker, and they were doing, like, night vision, but she was, like, clothed, so it was weird. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
I haven't seen it, but basically, I guess the sex tape, in quotes, was a gag. It was done by the website Funny or Die, which is the same one who did the Will Ferrell landlord with
the little
kid. Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they put it together.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, and Eva said that she was getting like 100 calls a day with everybody going, oh my God, everyone's talking about your sex tape. Are you okay? What's going on? You know, so I guess she went
Well, they
off.
Didn't make it like it was obviously a goof. I mean, it was kind of weird.
Well, was it a spoof of Paris's?
Kind of.
Is
like it was night vision.
Did she pick up a cell phone?
No.
No,
it was different. I mean, I don't know.
Did you see it,
Seth? Yeah, I've seen it.
What did you think?
Well, I searched for it on the internet, and I was thoroughly disappointed when I found out it was a joke. But it's just night vision, and the comedian who's in it with her, I forget his name right now, but he's actually an actor. He was in
Perry Hilton.
Yeah, he was in Dumb and Dumberer.
Oh, okay.
He played Lloyd in that movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, big old hoax. Great. Funny.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
And
random.
And Britney has a sex tape? What's that?
Okay, so basically this is a claim from a guy. He says that this summer...
Whatever it is, I believe him.
Right? He said...
Whatever it is, I believe him.
Yeah. He said that this summer he was vacationing in Hawaii, and he was down at the bar at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and up walks Britney. And so they, you know, hang out, get along, go back up to the hotel room, and he said that he set up a camera without her knowing it.
Nah.
And he said he recorded the 25-minute session, if you will, and he said, you know, it was pretty average, very unimpressive, and he's trying to figure out right now what he wants to do with that footage.
Huh.
Yep.
That sounds odd.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's true or not.
I know. You never know with that kind of stuff.
A judge ordered...
I have a take on that.
Oh, do you? On the Britney.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take?
I bet when she heard it, she couldn't remember if that was true.
Oh, yeah. No way.
I don't doubt that for a
second. No way.
Yeah.
Some guy in Hawaii, y'all. That could be like 18 guys. Mm-hmm.
I bet when she heard that, she was like, oh, no. I don't remember that.
Which one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
Y'all.
Judge ordered OJ to hand over a Rolex, memorabilia, and future royalties from a video game.
Yeah, so when this, like, O.J. thing went down in Las Vegas, you know, O.J. Well,
what are you talking about?
Well, O.J., I'm talking about the thing.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, O.J., I'm talking about the thing that allegedly you and a group of your
friends...
When
I won in roulette?
No, did, like, a home invasion type of
Always
robbery
bet on
thing
red.
To get back...
For blood.
Okay.
Hey, O.J. Hey.
So anyway, so while he was in Vegas, while you were in Vegas,
right,
you were photographed by the paparazzi wearing this fat Rolex. And you know you owe the Goldman family millions of dollars for, you know, the civil suit that you killed their son. You kind of killed him and slaughtered him.
Allegedly.
Well, in, you know, in the civil court.
Acquitted.
In the civil court, they found you guilty, and that's why you have
What's
to pay
that?
The money. That's why you have to pay all the money, remember? Mm-hmm. So you're photographed with this Rolex, and...
I use all the money looking for the real killer.
Well, it doesn't look like
I
that.
And I need to tell time.
Well, so Fred Goldman saw you with the big old bling, and he took the picture to a judge, and the judge has ordered you to turn that Rolex over to him.
How can I find the real killer without a timepiece?
Well, you can wear, like, a $2 watch. You don't need to wear a $20,000 watch when
you're
you owe
making
a...
me mad, lady.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you.
Your neck is looking so veiny.
No, okay.
And so the judge also ruled that if any of that memorabilia in the alleged heist actually does belong to you, OJ, that'll go straight to the Goldman
but
family.
That's my stuff.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
The judge.
Nobody's leaving this room.
And well, the judge says that will go straight to the Goldman family.
Who's the guy in the beaver outfit?
That's Sean.
What happened?
Not cool.
That's Sean. And then I guess you're also involved in some sort of video game.
Yeah. It's called Chopping People's Heads Off 3.
Well, no, I thought it was a football video game. I thought it had to do with football.
Yeah. You play football with a knife.
What? Well, nobody plays football
it's
with
really,
a knife.
It's really fun.
That's not
that's
the
unsafe.
Rule.
Tell me about it. You know how many people died making that video?
Okay. Well, any future royalties from that video, OJ, will as well go to the Goldman family. So there you go.
I guess you don't want to find the real killer.
Well,
ain't going to happen with no money.
Well, OJ, I think most people just think it's you.
What'd you say?
I'm just saying, like, what other people are saying. I'm just saying what other people have. I overheard someone, and I was like, dude, you're crazy for thinking that.
It's chop it time.
No.
No, chop
it. It's chop it time.
No, chop it time.
No, no, thank you. No,
we're good.
Britney Spears finally got her license.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, she just got, like, the paper one. The real one's coming in the mail, but I guess what happened is she...
What happened?
She never got her license after she moved here from Louisiana.
The whole time?
The whole time.
She's been
driving. How long has she been here?
Forever.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah. How much you want to make a bet that when she gets it in the mail, it's a picture of her smiling with a Long Island iced tea? A cigarette.
Yeah. So, you know, she went. She had to take the test and everything, and they issued her the paper license, and then, you know, the regular one will be sent to her in the mail.
Now, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Did she go to the DMV and have to take a written test?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, yeah.
How much would you have paid to see that?
Dude.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, that has to be the most ridiculous thing ever.
How the paparazzi not...
Yeah.
How was that not?
Well, so a DMV spokesperson says she has fulfilled her requirements for a California driver's license. Ms. Spears actually took and passed the written test in April, but she didn't go in to get fingerprinted and photographed until yesterday.
Forgot, y'all.
Well, you got to do that to get the little...
It was on my list of things to do.
Yeah. You know, drinking.
Uh-huh.
Snorting blow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dropping Jaden on his head. Mm-hmm. And get my license.
Get my DMV on.
Yeah. Well, looks like you've taken care of all those things now, Brittany.
Where's Gary? Where's Gary, the guy that made the food?
Out there.
Dude, it's incredible.
How good is that?
It's incredible.
What'd you get?
Incredible. I got brisket.
Yeah.
You're a brisket.
Did you get the chopped one or the other one?
I mixed them. I asked him if I could mix them. I asked him if I could mix them. He goes, yeah, it's a good idea. Gary, dude. You should open a restaurant, and I'm not kidding, bro. You should open a restaurant.
Good. Wicked.
Thanks.
Good.
It's really incredible. Have you thought about doing that?
I thought about doing catering. I'd never, ever do a restaurant in California.
Dude.
It's just so difficult.
Is it? But
yeah. It's like, it's just the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
I've worked in enough out here.
Because the food is mind-blowing, man. It's so good.
That's why I started, was like, I would go to a place, and you'd spend $100 to feed three people, and it'd be like, eh.
It's great, man. It really.
How long
is
does it take?
A brisket. Brisket takes about 16 hours. Like I started that brisket this morning.
You're kidding me.
Wow. I threw it on at 2 a.m. and I stayed up till.
No way.
Yeah, and then I stayed up till about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Went to bed, and then got up like 4 hours later, and then.
Wow, dude.
You gotta keep watching it because you gotta keep your heat.
Yeah.
At like 225 degrees.
Gas or charcoal?
Oh, charcoal. And
obviously.
Yeah, never gas.
Yeah. Very good. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, what about the chicken and stuff? Like, how do you prepare that?
I use my own rub that I make with it, and then I smoke it for it's about 4 hours.
Smoke it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Sky, didn't you do that?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Didn't your mom say you did that earlier?
Can we please that forget
was that?
I think your mom said you grew your own chicken and smoked it, right?
Yes, I grew my own chicken, and then I smoked it.
Yeah. Dude, it's fantastic. That's some Thanks of the best lot. Barbecue I've Thank ever you. Had. Very good. And where do you do the competitions at?
Well, the next one is on the 19th of October out at Viejas.
Really?
There's a lot in the state of California. There's like a association out here, the California Barbecue Association.
Uh-huh.
And, there's contests that are sanctioned, just like what you see on TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the next one is at Viejas on the 19th and 20th.
And can anybody go out there and
you can
check it out?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can come check it out. There's at the Viejas one this year, there's so far 39 teams out there, and I would say 15 of the teams are nationally ranked. Like, two of the teams are 9th in the country and 15th in the country. So,
wow.
You're competing against big boys for, like, you know, grand champion wins 10 grand.
And do you ever go to other, like, states?
I've not gone to another state.
Yeah.
I have, like, you know, I don't want to travel more than, like, say, 200 miles one way to a contest.
Cause
we're kind of small time.
To compete, where, like, you know, this is all in my own pocket thing.
Right.
Just to do a contest, I'm out, like, $500.
Wow.
And say I win 4th place, I win 100, you know?
You're
so it's not
me.
You just do it because I do it because I like cooking.
Right.
And it was like everybody's saying, dude, your stuff's good, your stuff's good. And then one day I'm like, well, I want to see how good my stuff is. And I've never come in last place.
Unreal.
And I just keep, you know, it's just, you know, it's the passion
stuff,
and you get good meat and good spice. And
it's good, man. It's so good.
You want to take a couple calls?
Sure.
P1 Lost. Lost, are you there?